Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Friday, April 12th. Currently with fair skies, it is 30 degrees. The humidity is 69%. The wind speed is calm. The barometric pressure is 30.21 and the dew point is 21 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A shooting in the parking lot of a Topeka food processing facility left one person dead. Roxanne Stewart has more.
A call to Topeka police from Reese's Fine Foods around 4:30 sent patrol to the factory on Southeast 10th Street. Police found one person suffering from life-threatening injuries. That person was pronounced dead at the scene. Law enforcement believes the shooting occurred in the parking lot and was an isolated incident. No other injuries were reported. An investigation is underway. Anyone with information regarding the shooting is asked to contact Topeka Police at tellpd@topeka.org or by calling Crime Stoppers. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
A group of mushroom hunters in Independence, Missouri on Tuesday found human remains. The remains were found off of Rock Creek Trail in a wet area not far from a public walking trail. A spokesperson for Independence Police said it could be some time before they're able to identify the remains because of their level of decomposition, but the investigation is continuing. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. On Thursday, Governor Kelly signed Senate Bill 430, which is bipartisan legislation that comprehensively updates Kansas's workers' compensation system, saying that this legislation is a win for Kansas's workforce, businesses, and organized labor. She said the reforms in this legislation will create a more just and efficient workers' compensation system that increases the benefits for injured workers while creating administrative efficiencies and maintaining stability for businesses. The legislation increases the maximum benefits for injured workers and adds a cost of living adjustment to those benefits beginning in July 2027. Additionally, it provides workers' compensation coverage for members of the Kansas National Guard and significantly reduces the Social Security retirement offset for certain disability benefits. Senate Bill 430 also streamlines the workers' compensation process by limiting the use of independent medical exams, requiring the timely exchange of medical records, and creates the ability to settle workers' compensation cases without the need for a settlement hearing. The total benefit for the family of a worker killed on the job will rise from $300,000 to $500,000, and the cap on benefits for a worker whose injury results in a permanent and total disability will jump from $155,000 to $400,000. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan announced that $4.1 million in tax credits will once again be made available under the Kansas Department of Commerce's Community Service Tax Credit Program, or CSP. CSP assists private nonprofit organizations and public health care entities who are undertaking major capital campaigns for projects that involve community service, including child care, non-governmental crime prevention, youth apprenticeship and technical training, and health care services. Under the program, the state authorizes nonprofit organizations to offer tax credits to donors making contributions towards approved projects, and the organizations are chosen through a competitive selection process. Proposed projects should be unique or one-time in nature and create lasting value for charitable organizations. The application window opened March 1st and will run through April 30th, and applicants may request up to $200,000 in tax credits. Applicant organizations in rural areas with less than 15,000 in population are eligible for a 70% credit, and applicant organizations in non-rural areas are eligible for a 50% credit. For more information, you can visit kansascommerce.gov. Driving high can be just as dangerous as drinking and driving, and that's the message the Kansas Department of Transportation and the Drive to Zero Coalition wants to share during the If You Feel Different, You Drive Different safety campaign. Cannabis Culture Slang recognizes April 20th, commonly called 420, as a marijuana holiday, resulting in greater potential for illegal driving while drug impaired. So law enforcement agencies across Kansas will participate in the effort to improve safety by increasing enforcement from April 18 to the 22nd. A February 6 article in the Wall Street Journal titled Marijuana Impairs Driving for Longer Than You Think summarized research conducted by multiple universities and noted marijuana affects people differently than alcohol and can remain in the body longer than once thought. Gary Herman, the Kansas Department of Transportation Behavior Safety Manager, said nobody should ever drive while under the influence of any impairing substance. It's illegal and it could be deadly. He said the effects of drugs such as marijuana are no less dangerous than driving after drinking alcohol. Judgment and reaction time is compromised, putting everyone at risk on the road with the driver potentially driving high. According to the Kansas Department of Transportation, 2023 preliminary data, 59 people died last year in Kansas crashes where drugs were involved, and another 265 people sustained reported injuries in drug-related crashes. To help save lives and prevent drug-related crashes, the Kansas Department of Transportation and the Drive to Zero Coalition share tips that include to never ride with an impaired driver, if you have ingested an impairing substance, hand your keys over to a sober driver, take the keys from someone who is impaired and help them get home safely, call a taxi or use a rideshare service, and contact law enforcement if you see an impaired driver on the road. In Nebraska news, three people have been charged in connection to a burglary at a Cozad tire shop. 31-year-old Travis Richard, 48-year-old Wendy Stoner, both of Kearney, and 25-year-old William Harvey of Cozad have been charged in Dawson County Court with burglary and theft by unlawful taking, $501 to $1,499, and Harvey faces an additional habitual criminal charge. According to the arrest affidavit, on March 22nd, Cozad police responded to a report of a burglary that occurred overnight at Garrett Tire, 210 South Meridian Avenue. And employees at the business reported that there was no forced entry, but tools valued at $1,030 and $180 in cash were taken. The affidavit said Harvey was a former employee and Garrett Tire believed that he accessed the building using a garage opener that had gone missing from the business. The officer said he later spoke with a confidential informant who advised that they saw Richard and Harvey enter Garrett Tire and commit the burglary at around 7:45 p.m. on March 21st. The informant said they observed Stoner in the parking lot behind the business. Warrants for the trio's arrest were issued Thursday morning. Court records do not list their court date. Nebraska lawmakers are steadily moving to pass bills as they approach the final day of the 108th legislature. On Thursday, April 11th, a bill that would allow convicted felons to be eligible to vote immediately after they have completed their sentence was passed and is now headed to Governor Pillen's desk for signature. Nebraska senators also passed the Museum Property Act, which is meant to streamline the process for museums to get rid of items they don't have owners for. Another bill eliminates the cap of tuition credits available to Nebraska National Guard members. And finally, another bill was designed to help protect minors from explicit content on the Internet, requiring reasonable age verification to be presented to have access to the websites. It also allows parents or guardians to sue any website violating the policy in a civil suit. The last day of the legislative session is Thursday, April 18th, and the legislature's speaker says lawmakers will debate bills on day 60. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton Blue Jay head track coach Chris Delamont to update on the team and their upcoming meets, including today in Hill City.
I'm here with high school track coach Chris Delamont. Coach, last week you were able to host the Norton Invitational. It was quite a large meet considering that the junior high was also there, but your boys finished in fourth and girls on second. But let's talk a little bit about that Invitational and what your thoughts were about your teams.
Yeah, we were pleased with it. We got kind of the best weather we've probably had in years there for our first home meet, and we ended up, everybody got to compete, got an opportunity to be in multiple events, and so we got to see 12 athletes set new PRs, which what we do is when the freshmen come in, they're going to set a baseline for their rest of their season, so we don't necessarily count that, but what they do is then they can PR off of that new number that they set. But of those existing PRs, we'd got 12, so that was good, and we were pleased with overall team performance, and people stepped up in big ways.
Now, obviously, you have some relays that probably aren't set. Were you pretty satisfied running against that competition with some of those relays?
Yeah, we were able to put together quite a few relays. I think we had 3 4x4s for the boys and multiple ones for the girls and 4x1, 4x4. So we were able to really see everybody and get a good idea of who was wanting to compete in those events and really get after it. So, you know, as the season goes on, we're going to start to settle into our relays, and we start seeing that kind of come into picture a little better.
Talk about relays. You traveled over to Smith Center on Tuesday of this week, and where your boys finished second, and your girls also finished in second, and seeing some different teams east of Smith Center and a little bit to the south. Let's talk about Smith Center and some of those crazy relays that you've seen.
Yeah, we got to do a freshman 4x1 and 4x4. There was weight relay involved in there, and we filled one out. We had the only freshman boys 4x4, so we ended up running those combined with the girls. But it was neat to kind of see different athletes and spots that, relays, and they count everything. There's points involved with that, and so that has a lot to do with kids. They're motivated to gain points for the team, and it goes toward their lettering. So, yeah, we, with the relays and all that combined, taking second for the boys and the girls was, we were definitely, as coaches, very pleased with that.
And I mentioned that you've seen some different teams like Beloit and Marysville and Thayer Central out of Nebraska. You also will be at the Beloit Regional. What did you think of some of those teams that you went up against at Smith Center?
Well, it's always good to see teams out of our league and get an opportunity to kind of see some different competition. And obviously Marysville had some very good athletes, and Beloit, they're very strong, especially on the girls' side. They scored 199 points where we were at 98. So they definitely know how to score points in different ways. And so, that just gives us a good idea of, what we're looking forward to down the road with our regional being at Beloit. And so, yeah, we love seeing that different competition, so it just gives us, kind of more motivation as we go ahead.
Now let's talk a little bit about the weather. I mean, boy, you're battling 40-mile-an-hour winds and stuff, and hopefully this week's going to be a little bit better, but what are your practices like?
Practices have been, weather-wise, kind of hit and miss as far as wind, but our first two meets, I mean, they've been just gorgeous. I can't remember probably a last time we had had that good of weather with our first two track meets. So, as far as that, we'll take that. I mean, we can handle the more rough weather on practices, but, man, if we can keep getting those nice track meet days, we'll take it.
Hill City is your next competition this Friday, and, of course, that you'll be meeting up maybe with some more 1A schools and so forth. But what do you have planned for the squad at Hill City?
Well, yeah, there's going to be 20 teams there. So, again, it'll be a different competition. We do see a lot of 1As. So we're going to be one of the bigger schools there. But we love their facilities. They're going to be hosting a regional this year, actually two of them, a 1A and a 2A. So we know that we'll have good opportunity. I know they have a javelin runway, so we get an opportunity again there to run on a track surface for that. And just eight-lane track, there's different things that kind of have that big track atmosphere and opportunity for us, and we get to kind of see some different competitions, so we're excited about that.
Now, on the next week, you'll also be going down to Plainville. And as Plainville is also kind of known a lot for their field events, and they score a lot of points there. But who's some of the other teams that you're going to see there? And do you have any different plans for the Norton squads?
Yeah, Plainville, they usually have a good – you're right, their throwers are extremely good. And, you know, Coach Staub does a good job with them in that regard. And, you know, we will see some different teams, but – for the most part, that one is, you know, hopefully, again, a good weather day and just another opportunity. That's another two-meet week for us because we'll have a meet there on Tuesday and then again on Friday in Phillipsburg. So, you know, just trying to, you know, manage those two-meet weeks kind of challenges us athletically, but that's a good thing right in the middle of our season. We kind of like to see that, and so we're hoping for a good week also next week.
Well, Coach, we're going to wish you best luck when you go to Hill City on Friday. That will be at 3 o'clock. And then, of course, on Plainville at on Tuesday the 16th, also at 3 o'clock. So we'll wish you the best luck when you travel to Hill City and Plainville. Reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Millen.
Thank you, Fig and Coach Delamont, and good luck to the track team in their upcoming meets starting today in Hill City. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have barbecue beef, homemade bun, corn, sweet potato French fries, pineapple chunks, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be breaded beef patty, fruit, and milk. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQ&K weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 75 and a south wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 45 and a southeast wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. On Saturday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 88 and a southwest wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. Saturday night, it should be mostly clear with a low around 48. On Sunday, it should be sunny with a high near 88. And on Sunday night, mostly clear with a low around 52. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with the weather forecast, on Monday it should be sunny with a high near 89 and breezy. On Tuesday, there's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 72 and breezy. On Wednesday, it should be sunny with a high near 75. And on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 61 and breezy. Currently, with fair skies, it is 30 degrees. The humidity is 69%. The wind speed is calm. The barometric pressure is 30.21. And the dew point is 21 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Create new memories on your adventures with Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid cards at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. When you're ready for your next adventure, keep it going smoothly with our convenient app to manage your money wherever you are. CU Money cards are compatible with mobile wallets. Secure and funds are quick and simple to access. Get your Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid card today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA Insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Topeka native and Kansas golf alum Gary Woodland finished his first round at the Masters yesterday and currently sits at 4 over par. He hit 3 birdies in the final 7 holes to cut into a couple of double bogeys that he had early on. Only the top 50 make the cut for the weekend. He'll have some work to do in round 2 when he tees off tomorrow morning at 10:54 a.m. You can watch it on the Golf Channel, featured hole coverage on ESPN Plus, and on the Masters website. And last week, Kansas State Hoops got its first transfer in of the offseason, and Doug McDaniel and Tim Fitzgerald of GoPowerCat.com joined 580 WIBW on Wednesday and said he is something K-State lacked this last season.
Well, to stick with the theme, he's a dog. He gets after it. He's a creator, he's a scorer. Kind of what K-State lacked this past season, and they went out and made sure that was the first thing they took care of, to have an experience. He's got 2 years under his belt, point guard that can run things, get things set up, and help out his teammates with some nice passing. He's got some great highlights.
They will probably still add more players in the portal as the offseason goes on. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
USI, how can I help you?
Yeah, hi. I'm calling about the new garage you built for my husband.
Yes. Everything okay?
That's just it. It's perfect. He's always out there working on his toys, so I found a hobby of my own.
What's that?
Japanese raku pottery.
Oh, you need a she shed.
I need a she shed.
QSI will help you build the garage, shed, or she shed of your dreams. Visit QualityStructures.com to get started today.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you've made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic offers many services to cater to the healthcare needs of our community. Whether seeking routine checkups, diagnostic tests, or specialized treatments, patients can rely on us to provide high-quality care tailored to their specific needs. Stay informed about the latest services, programs, and updates by following our Facebook page. We look forward to serving you and your family with excellence and compassion.
The good folks at Wendy's have a revolutionary new product for you. Introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. It's like a time machine that takes you all the way back to now, the year 2024. It's the classic, creamy, orangey flavor you remember. Dare I say, it's new timey. It's the flavor you grew up with, just all grown up. Head over to your local Wendy's establishment and get yours while supplies last. The new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Here for the now, for now.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's check the weather.
This morning, we have a ridge of high pressure across the plains, a light wind, and a clear sky, allowing temperatures to fall into the 30s and 40s. The ridge at the surface will slide southeast today, and with plenty of sunshine, temperatures warm above normal here this afternoon. The southwest wind will increase on Saturday to 15 to 35 miles per hour. That allows us to really warm up to summer-like weather. The strong winds and lower humidity will elevate the fire danger threat. We have a weak disturbance that's going to be tracking through, leading to some moisture aloft on Saturday with a few scattered storms. Readings in the 80s and 90s on Sunday, with the threat of severe weather increasing on Monday afternoon and Monday night. Northwestern Kansas today are high in the upper 70s with sunshine, sunny and low 70s in north central Kansas. Today's high 72 in the northeast part of the state. Sunny, much warmer and low 80s in southwestern Kansas. South central Kansas, sunny, warm mid 70s today. Sunny and dry and low 70s in the southeastern part of the state. Low 50s likely tonight. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
As we look at the early calls today, first off on the livestock side, we reverse the trade late yesterday in the cattle market, and we did see, despite the fact we saw a cash trade $1 to $2 lower, 182 in the southern plains, 185 in the northern plains feedlots. Packers are still in need of cattle as well, so don't be surprised if we see additional sales later today. expecting a mixed opening on the market. Over to the grain market, the overnight trend pretty quiet, lower throughout the night, but turned higher near the end. Wheat futures up a penny, corn futures up one, soybean futures up six. Based on the fact we saw crude oil higher, gas higher, metals higher, and the U.S. dollar higher at its highest levels since the month of November. This is the Kansas Ag Network.